I am Christopher Sutton. I am a Navy chaplain serving at Naval Support Facility Diego Garcia in the British Indian Ocean Territory. This is my third tour as a Navy chaplain. Prior to this assignment, I served with the Marines in Camp Pendleton, California, and with the Navy Seabees in Gulfport, Mississippi. Diego Garcia is a small tropical atoll that is 7 degrees south of the equator and is roughly in the middle of the Indian Ocean. It is 37 miles long, and from the satellite imagery, looks like a green ribbon placed on a blue ocean. Prior to Diego Garcia becoming a military installation, the island was used as a coconut plantation by the British. The old plantation house and the grounds still exist and are maintained on the nature preserve side of the island. On the island, we have U.S. and British military forces, as well as contractors. The contractors are the majority of the population on the island, and most of the contractors are sourced from the Philippines, but there are a few from other nations as well, to include the United States. The thing about Diego Garcia is that it is very isolated. We are 11 hours advanced from Central Standard Time. Also, there are no commercial flights on or off the island. There is no native inhabitants, no cities or towns outside of the military contractors and the military. Now, this isolation also means that we are at the very end of our supply chain. We receive mail of fruits and vegetables and other goods about twice a week. That is if we're lucky. What further intensifies this feeling of isolation is poor internet connectivity, which means that we can FaceTime and Skype, but that's about it. It's about as slow as it was back in the 90s with dial-up. Now, because of this isolation, we do have a very top-notch morale, welfare, and recreation program. MWR hosts numerous activities from sports competitions to a fleet of sailboats that we can rent. And what they do is they help break up the monotony of island life by providing constant activities in our off hours that give us a break and have us focus on something other than work and where we happen to be in the island in relation to where our families are located. Now, my role as a chaplain on the island is multifaceted. One of the things I do is I provide for the freedom of religious expression for everyone on the island, as guaranteed by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Now, this facilitation does not mean participation. It means that my department is responsible to find space, time, and provide advertisement and any supplies that the service member requires in order to have freedom to worship in the way they want to worship. And we provide this so that the First Amendment is guaranteed wherever our service members happen to be located around the globe. My second role as a Navy chaplain is to provide for the Christian worship for the Christian community here on the island. Now, this includes the usual things such as Sunday worship, teaching Bible study, and during the week, I offer a Lutheran communion service because we do have a small but faithful group of Lutherans here on Diego Garcia. And it's during these times, during the usual Sunday routine and during the communion service, that I am able to preach, teach, and confess the good news about our risen Savior. And it's also during these times where my freedom to express my religious belief is also protected under the First Amendment. And so those who come to my worship hear good law gospel preaching and hear the good news of Jesus Christ proclaimed to them each and every Sunday that I'm in the pulpit. I'm also responsible for all the military personnel here on the island. And this simply means being a pastor to our service members. And I also include the contractors in there as well. Now, this role is mainly done through workspace visits, counseling sessions, mentoring our young sailors, and being available for all manners of crisis. And it's in this mission where I get to walk through the workspaces and I get to see my people during their workday. Most of the sailors don't attend chapel services, and it's here in their daily places of work where they get to see their chaplain, their pastor, caring for them. That is usually a time where I also have crisis brought to my attention or situations back home that are causing them grief. And it's during this time where I can talk through those issues. I can pray for them in those times and where they can hear the word proclaimed into their lives. The difference is in the military, all of my parishioners, for lack of a better word, not just those who faithfully attend my chapel services. Alongside of me here at Deo Garcia, I have a parachurch organization that serves mainly the Filipino contractors on the island. The parachurch is named The Christian Den, and they have partnered with the chapel for many years before my arrival, and this partnership has fostered a very deep care for the people on the island. And it's this, in this relationship that has been forged and strengthened over the years and will continue to be forged and strengthened into the future. And the reason why this is important is the contractors are on the island for 3 years at a time. I myself am only here for 12 months and then I'll move on to somewhere else in the fleet. But our contractors serve for 3 years on Diego Garcia, and then they are allowed to go home and visit their families. It's also at the end of that 3 years where they can renegotiate their contract and serve for another 3 years here on the island. The Christian Den, along with the Navy chaplains who have preceded me here on the island, have proclaimed Christ crucified and risen to this community, and they have seen a great effect and a great reaping of the reward of people coming to Christ and worshiping our Lord and Savior. I am married to a wonderful wife named Christy Kirsten. She currently lives outside of Waco, Texas with our two girls, Katie, who is 9, and Bella, who is 3. Christy is a licensed professional counselor, and she has her own practice, and she's practicing family therapy in the small town that she's in. And it's because of the nature of the ministry to the military that she has had to become that steady force for the family. As I am going to and fro and on ship and off ship and now at a far-flung tropical island, I am blessed, truly blessed, to have this support system that enables me to carry this ministry to the very ends of the earth. To close, I would simply ask for your prayers, not just for myself, but please pray for all of our military chaplains. With the world events once again heating up, our military forces are being employed. And with these service members, our chaplains. And so as you watch the evening news, when you see an aircraft carrier on TV, there are chaplains aboard those carriers. Wherever you see the Marines going ashore, there are chaplains going ashore alongside of them. And so, as you watch the news, pray for peace. But also, pray for our service members and pray for the chaplains who are on the ground alongside of them and serving on the seas with them. Thank you, and God bless you.